Hour number three, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Monday morning. And as we do every Monday morning at 8 o'clock, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Corey Curtis from News 2. Corey, good morning. How hot was it out there for you on Friday on the field?
You remember the California Raisins?
Yes, I do.
I was their newest member. I was just done. Yeah. I don't know how much weight I lost. It was a lot. I drank 5 bottles of water.
Woo. It was a good setup in the pregame interview, though, with you and Vrabel, though. Just right there directly in the sun, and he seemed to enjoy it.
Well, you know, if you're going to be on the field, there was only sun at that point.
That is so true.
There was no shade to find.
There was
he was really chipper, though. It was amazing.
It was incredible to watch. He was very chipper at that point. Titans win 23-7 in the preseason finale. So, how about it?
Yeah. I mean, the Patriots are awesome. I mean, the Patriots are clearly a DeAndre Hopkins away from contending for the Super Bowl.
Yes.
You know, the defensive front looked pretty good, and you know, which was good for the Titans' offensive line. Because, you know, once again, showing that, you know, that group's got to be better. And, you know, it's a long season, so I say they've got time to get better. But, you know, they've got to be better for this team to do it. You know, I think there's some good signs from that group without question. But, you know, when you talk about how good we think the Titans' defense can be, and you've got weapons like Henry and Hopkins and Burks when he gets back and Chig, you know, you think you can do something if that group doesn't hold you back.
Can you explain to me the Ryan Tannehill being in for 3 snaps, turn around handing the ball off 3 times on Friday night?
I mean, I can explain it to you. It doesn't mean you're going to like it or I'm actually going to believe it. I mean, I think it's just all about operation and just getting out there, getting the plays from Tim Kelly and running through some plays. I can't, you know, look, I understand this team's had injuries. I mean, believe me, we've all reported on him. But if you're that afraid of him getting hurt, I just wouldn't take him, put him out there just to hand it off 3 times. You could call pass plays where, you know, he's going to get rid of them. I mean, you saw Patrick Mahomes and all these quarterbacks do it. They get it, and they just sling it out to the right side to a wide receiver or a running back and then just kind of go. But, you know, look, it's the preseason. If they want to go out there and just, you know, work on operation, then that's fine. What's stunning is Tannehill goes out there for 3 plays, and like Denico Autry's out there for 3 series.
Yeah, right.
I was stunned. I was thrilled because he was awesome to watch. I mean, that guy was a wrecking ball. So it was fun to see the defense play as much as they did.
No, that was I'm with you. I said that earlier, Corey. Like that was shocking. Like compared to how Vrabel has gone about the and just. The Landry thing makes sense in terms of take a few hits and kind of get, you know, get the feel. But Autry, to me, is an untouchable. And all of a sudden it's like, yeah, go out there and just dominate a little bit of preseason football. Yeah, interesting that Vrabel has changed some in terms of how he approaches the preseason games.
Well, I mean, maybe it goes along with that whole callous thing. You know, do you want to be a callous or do you want to be a blister? Because I think, would we not all agree that Autry has practiced much more this preseason than he has in training camps and preseason in the past?
Henry, too, but that's a new offense.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, so I think, you know, it's more about, you know, preparing these guys, you know, to play. And so I think they may have turned over to leave. But also remember, they changed the way they've trained. And it's one of the questions I want to ask Coach Vrabel today is because they take data on all this stuff with recovery. You know, what has the data shown from the change in training camp where they went 2 days on and then a 1 day walkthrough? Because remember, they changed it because when they tried to do the light workout, guys went too fast and they didn't get the recovery that they needed. So, you know, have they seen that? I would contend these are as few soft tissue injuries in training camp this preseason as I can ever remember. Because if you look at the injuries they've got, they're not soft tissues. I mean, a couple of them are. I think, like, Levis is I don't know for sure because we don't know. He likely is, but Phillips isn't. Burks isn't. The offensive lineman in Chicago who wrecked his – our defensive lineman in Chicago who wrecked his ankle – you know, that was an ankle. So, you know, I would say from this aspect, from this point, it's looking pretty good on the soft tissue front.
Corey Curtis from News 2 with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. Corey, what did Malik Willis show you in the preseason?
Well, I think, you know, I've called him unrecognizable from last year. And, you know, that may not be totally accurate. He played 66% of his passes, which is a massive, massive jump from a year ago. You know, does he still hang on to the football too long at times? Absolutely. Absolutely. But you don't have like a 10 to 16% increase in completion percentage without being dramatically better. I was very excited in this game. It was the number one thing I was looking for from him was to push the ball down the field. And he took more shots and completed more shots down the field. I mean, the ball he threw to Colton Dowell was probably one of the three best passes he's thrown since becoming a Tennessee Titan. And so I think, you know, from that aspect, you continue to look for that progress. And then the other thing, you know, we talked, you know, we had the Ted Lasso conversation after the game about being a goldfish. Each time he had the turnover, whether they were his fault or not, he responded in a positive way. He didn't let any of those things, you know, slow him down. He didn't live life in the past. He got right back on the field. After the first interception, he completed 8 in a row. So there were a lot of things to point to with that performance, you know, that are really positive steps in the right direction. Still got work to do, without question, but the amount of work to do isn't near what it was last year.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a hypothetical. I got two questions for you. Hypothetical, well, week whatever, week four, week five.
Mm-hmm.
Titans are in a tie game. Ryan Tannehill suffers an injury. Here's the two questions. You know, let's say like they're driving for trying to drive for a winning field goal. So who comes in and who and who attempts the field goal? Who comes in and quarterback and who attempts the field goal?
Right now, I'm going to say Malik Willis because you just got more trust because you had more experience with him. Also, if you're in a tie game, you need to make a play. He's a guy who can make a play with his arms or with his legs. I think Malik is probably the guy. That again, that doesn't mean that can't change as the season goes along. And I think with the kicker, you know, I think he's either coming from one of the new places, New England or New Orleans. You're going to have two losers there who are both better than what they had.
And you like those potential, because like you said, there's going to be two guys. You like the potential of those, the losers of those competitions better than like a Gould or a Crosby or somebody like that who's available now?
Look, if I want to go to the retirement home to find people, we can. Or we can look for a solution who may last a little bit longer. I mean, look, Suckups, I love Suckups just like you do. The numbers the last 2 years don't lie. They've gotten worse, all right? You know, Mason Crosby isn't with the Packers anymore for a reason. He's 38 years old, all right? And that's, you know, even kickers' bodies break down. That doesn't mean he would, but you got to get off the carousel at some point. And by the way, if one of those guys doesn't work out, all those guys who are at Shoney's at 4:30 that we're talking about are still going to be there.
Man, I mean, you know, by the way, you and I are way older than these dudes. I just want to point that out to you, Corey.
I am older than everyone, okay? So, look, I am first in line for the strawberry fluff at Shoney's. You all have to get behind me at 4:30.
Hey, absolutely. Corey, last thing for you. What did you make of Andre Dillard playing into the third quarter on Friday night?
Shocking. Shocking. But, you know, interesting to talk. You know, hear Vrabel talk that, you know, just wanted him to see him play. And, you know, only played 47 snaps, I think, Teron had last year. And so he was out there working. I mean, Skoronski played the whole first half. And, you know, I don't think any of us are worried about him. You know, he wanted those guys to get time and to be prepared, you know, I guess to play, you know, four quarters. And again, you know, if he was playing so well that it made him untouchable, oh my gosh, we can't risk this guy getting hurt, you know, then that would be the case. But, you know, there's a reason he was available. There's a reason they continue to work with him. You know, there is some ability there. It's certainly better than Dennis Daly, but you know, you need to work and you need to get better. And, you know, it sounds like, you know, he's taken to some coaching And, you know, the word was the last few weeks have, you know, gotten better. You know, I'm not going to say that that's not surprising, but there's a reason behind it. And look, they don't have viable options to replace him unless they're talking about reshuffling their deck up front, and I don't think they want to do that.
Well, Corey, fabulous job on the preseason coverage, as always.
It was.
It really
right?
was. You did a great job.
Can I tell you guys a quick story?
Sure.
Or do you have to go?
No, go ahead.
So we always have the poll question, and so this week's was simple. It's usually along these lines. It's who wins the AFC South? And, you know, of course, it's the Titans broadcast, so the Titans are winning, like, overwhelmingly, like, you know, 67-70% or something. But then, like, right before, like, 5 minutes before I go on to update the poll, somehow somebody in the Jaguars fan base got a hold of the post.
Ooh.
And it started making its way around Jaguar circles, and they were just livid that people would pick the Titans to win the division. I mean, the fact that they went 9-8 last year, thanks to a questionable call against a fourth string quarterback, you know, they are the automatic, hands down, slam dunk favorite to win this division. I have never heard people more entitled after having accomplished less in my life. That doesn't mean I don't think they can be good, you know, and that they're not better than they are. I do. But, look, I don't think the Titans are a slam dunk to win the division, but I certainly don't think the Jaguars are. And for the 3% who voted for the Colts, you just need to turn in your card, and you need to drive to Lake Michigan, and you just need to start swimming to Canada because we got no time for you.
Making its way, Texans love out there, eh?
Making its way around Jaguar circles. That probably didn't take very long, right? Like, we're talking 5 minutes.
Well, you know, you get to Duval, and everybody lives within a three-mile radius.
That's right. That's right. Corey, thanks as always, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
Duval.
That's right. Corey Curtis from News 2.
I hope Todd from Jacksonville's listening.
He tweeted at us. I think there needs to be more preseason trash talk between Titans and Jags fans.
Todd from Jacksonville said something like, you guys better talk about the Jags. You're going to be
talking about a whole lot this year, baby. That's right.
That's what we're here for.
We'll get more into the Titans coming up next. Get back into the Malik Willis, Will Levis conversation, or as some people call it, Lellis. We'll get into that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.